This is the Closet Geek, episode 112 for January 21st, 2016.
Closet Geek, coming to you each week in Closet Geek. All things of geeks critiqued in Closet Geek. Comics and games and tech in Closet Geek. Lego, Star Wars, Star Trek in Closet Geek. We are not nerds, we have some social skills to call our own.
Hey guys, and welcome to the Closet Geek, where geeks come out, the podcast where four brothers have united their powers to become the four horsemen of geek to bring you the best and latest geeky news. I am one of your hosts, Barry Ricks, and with me I have my three brothers, John, Ryan, and Michael.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey everybody.
Hello. Welcome to the Closet Geek.
Oh my goodness.
That's right.
Technical issues are our friend.
Yeah, so
Internet.
Yeah,
my
very,
internet once
very,
again.
Very internet provider sucks
always.
So, if you're a frequent listener of the show, then you know that internet issues have always been on my side of things, and I pay for 50 gigs, and I'm getting like 4 right
you
now.
Mean,
so.
Yeah, you mean megs?
That's crazy.
Yeah, megs. I mean,
awful.
Sorry.
I would. Oh my god.
Oh, I mean, I call and I complain last time about it, and they're just like, "Well, do this and do this," and nothing changed.
Right.
And it was. My internet has been good for such a long time now, and for the last 2 or 3 weeks, trying to do things has been really an issue, and I hate it when people are like, "Oh well, it's at nighttime, so there's going to be, you know, issues with you." I know that there's, you know, peak times and that it's going to go down, but it shouldn't go from 50 to 4. Maybe 50 to like 30 or something.
Yeah.
So
like, hey, we'll give you a 50, but you share the bandwidth with the entire city.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I know. Right.
Yeah.
And so it's
that's
kind
awful.
Of frustrating. So if our sound is a little weird at times, it's good right now, but if it comes in weird, then you know that's the reason why. But we are back, and also last week we had scheduling conflicts, and you know, life happens. This is of course our hobby and side thing we do. We all, you know, have jobs and families that we need to take care of, so we apologize that we missed last week, but we are back. And yeah, so let's go to the first segment of the show.
This week in geek.
This is This Week in Geek, where we talk about things we have done geeky, things we love, and things we can recommend for you guys to check out. So I guess we've had a couple weeks since we've talked last, so hopefully at least you guys have done a little bit. John's been sick, so I don't know if he's done as much as some of the other ones.
Star Wars.
You did. You did see Star Wars for the third time. So
that's right. So
how was it the third time?
You know what? When I went and saw it this time around, I saw it on the IMAX, and the IMAX screen that I went and saw it at was it was a parabolic screen, so it was basically a big dome. And so,
I was going to say, yeah, like one of those star theaters.
Yeah,
it was
parabolic.
Like a planetarium.
So, yeah, so it wasn't like,
yeah, planetarium.
Like the IMAX screen that Michael saw it on was just, you know, a big, you know, 70 millimeter.
Giant screen.
Right. And so, but this one was parabolic. And so you were basically leaning back and looking up to watch the screen. And so I think the venue probably wasn't the best. Anyway, I went with my son and I went and saw it. I am glad that I had seen it a couple of times already, because I felt like I was missing a lot of the movie because the screen was so big, and the parabolic shape, I had to like move my head to the left and then I had to move my head to the right, and you know, in order to be able to see what was going on. And so That's annoying. I think that if anybody, it was a little annoying. I think that if anybody had seen, if that was like their only experience seeing it, it might have been a little disappointing. But I think that if I do go, if I see it at the at that location again, then one, I'm going to sit up as high as I possibly can, so that instead of having to lean back and look up, I can kind of still look like straight ahead. And two, make sure that that's not the only time I watch it. It's kind of cool just to go see it on the big, huge screen. Do you want me to just want to talk about?
Yeah, just you're going, so you might as well keep going.
Talked about Star
well,
Wars. You talked about just Star Wars.
Well,
it's your turn.
My turn. I thought it was like Ryan's turn, then it kind of became my turn, so I'm sorry.
He did say Ryan, but
oh, it's fine. I missed that.
So I did get an email. I got invited to participate in the alpha for Dreadnought. And I don't know if you're familiar with this game, but what Dreadnought is it's a 5-on-5 team-based multiplayer game. But
so it's kind of like a MOBA.
A person, because it's I don't know, I haven't played it yet because it doesn't start until this weekend. But what it is that you – it's a third person. You control a starship, thus the name. And essentially what it is, there's like five different types of starships. You've got the sniper, which has got a big gun but not very much armor. Then you've got like the little corvette, which is really fast and can fly around quickly, but it doesn't have a whole lot of firepower. You've got the destroyer, which is kind of the mid-range between the armor of the dreadnought. So you've got a lot of firepower and a good amount of armor. Then you have the support, which is like the dreadnought. The dreadnought is like the tank. So, you have the same kind of role they would normally have. You got the tank and the DPS, and you've got the support and the mid range attack. But you have to work together to fight off against the other team. So all of the gameplay that I've ever seen has been really pretty and really fantastic looking. But it looks like it's pretty much just. Deathmatch, just two teams just kind of going at each other. I don't know much as far as like the game modes or map styles or anything like that, but like the Corvette has the ability to kind of blink around the map. I think the destroyer has the ability to kind of like warp from like one end to the other, and there's a lot of strategic stuff, but looking forward to that. Hopefully I'll get some game time. Like I said, that's this coming weekend. Other than that, you know, I still do my mobile gaming. I've really gotten back into Star Wars Uprising, which is the mobile RPG game that's available. And I've kind of gotten back into that one. Characters like level 20 for now. But it's pretty cool. You know, it's an RPG set in the Star Wars universe. It kind of takes place after the destruction of the second Death Star. And it's about how the Empire of this particular sector is kind of clamping down to keep control. They're putting a lot of false propaganda out saying that the Emperor survived the attack. And so it's all about how my character finally gets in contact with the rebellion and that kind of thing. So it's pretty cool. Other than that, yep.
Cool. Then, well, you're mentioning that Star Wars mobile app, and it reminded me of there's a new Star Trek mobile app that I've heard some people talking about. It's called Star Trek Timelines. And what it is what it is Q has messed with the timelines. And so your characters that you send off on missions, you can have a team like consisting of Captain Kirk and Captain Janeway and Commander Sisko all as a team, or like, you know, Spock and Data and Worf or something. And so it takes all the Star Trek timelines and mashes them together, and then you go off on quests, and it's actually narrated by the actor who played Q, and so he's like constantly saying things throughout the game. And I've heard good things about it. I haven't played it yet though.
Hmm.
Cool. So interesting. Thought that was interesting. Yeah.
There you go.
Well, so
much stretch when it comes to mashing up. I mean, it's not like the timelines of all the characters are that far apart.
Oh, I have also been doing some binge watching of Person of Interest.
Okay.
Like all four seasons are on Netflix now, and so I'm kind of getting caught up. It's starting to get.
Is that the show where you get the like the ex agent with the computer geek guy, and they find out that
people
are being
people.
Watched, and they save people.
Yeah, because they get like a social security number that gets kicked out to them from like a machine that basically has like it's like the ultimate spy machine. It like watches everything and everybody, and to them of the. Like either is going to perpetrate a crime or be the victim of a crime. They don't know. And so they have to like investigate and find out what involvement is and what's going on. But it's got,
so it's Minority Report before they made Minority Report, but instead of making it a psychic person, it's a computer.
Right. So what's really neat is that it's really gotten into lately. It's really gotten into the idea of intelligent machines and
artificial intelligence,
and whether or not machines can truly gain intelligence. And so that's kind of the direction that the storyline is going. It seems like the machine itself has become more like self-aware, and like the original design, the original programmer, the guy that's like kind of working to help save people, he's like, no, it's a machine. It can't do that. And so he's like trying to see if he could possibly, you know, lock it down. It's really because we're like getting to the like season finale of the current season that we're in, and so it's like getting really big and heavy. And but it's a great it's J.J. Abrams and written by Jonathan Nolan, who's the brother of Christopher Nolan, and so it's a really good series. I highly recommend it. You like the like kind of the cop procedural type stuff, but then it's starting to really get more sci-fi. It's kind of cool, but anyway, I digress.
Nice. Hey, that's okay. You know, we all have the shows we really enjoy. Yeah,
that's right.
You digress. Isn't that what we do every episode?
Well, that's true.
That's right. That's
I just don't mean
that's
to take
what
over.
We're supposed to do.
There you go.
Well, Ryan, what'd you do this last couple weeks?
Well, let's see.
You still haven't accepted my.
That's true. I still have not played any Uncharted on the PlayStation. I've been making a helmet out of clay. So I'm making a new helmet. Posted a couple in progress photos on my Facebook page.
Yeah.
And then I've been playing. Cool mobile game called Battle Hand. Yes, it's a turn-based game, kind of like like Final Fantasy, where you take turns.
Play that game.
It mixes turn-based combat with, like, cards. So you've got this deck of cards, and the cards are kind of shuffled, and you randomly get four of them, and then you battle with the cards you get in a turn-based game.
Hmm.
Yeah. So that's kind of cool, and it's really addictive.
All right.
Yeah, maybe unhealthily addictive. So I've been enjoying that. Fantasy-based, you've got wizard and archer and warrior, and you can upgrade your characters and upgrade your cards and upgrade the, you know, of course, you can buy in store in the game purchases as well.
Right. So,
and then
what is a good mobile game without in-game purchases?
Microtransactions.
Yeah, that's how they make their money.
That's true.
And then I know it does something else.
I can't remember
right now.
What did I have for lunch yesterday?
Yeah.
You're playing words with friends with me.
That's true. Finally, Barry's on there. Barry, you're pretty good. I think Barry and I are pretty evenly matched.
Oh.
I won last time, but I think we're pretty evenly matched.
So, it was good.
It takes about four or five games before you can really tell who has the upper hand. Because some games, you can win by 100 points, and then the next game you'll lose. So.
Yeah. Well, sometimes it's the luck of the draw on the tiles sometimes.
Uh-huh.
I know. Sometimes I get stuck with awful letters, and I'm just like, come on!
Yeah, I get stuck with, like, all vowels.
Oh, all vowels.
Yeah. And then... what did I do? Oh, I've been gathering materials for my Xerxes 300 cosplay.
How's the body conditioning going? not as easy as collecting costume stuff, right?
Yeah. Oh, no, it's not. It's getting there. It's getting there. Not as quickly as I needed to. I lost down 5 pounds these past 2 weeks, so if I can keep up that progress, that'd be good.
Yeah, at least you're going in the right direction.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
So I've been doing P90X, but I hate it.
Oh.
It's P90X. I did P90X for a little bit, and I was just like, this is ridiculously difficult. It's not what I need.
It's not enjoyable for beginners.
It's not even for advanced people. It's for, like, I am crazy enough to stick to this no matter what. You know, it's like,
well, it's diehard. Most of its body weight.
Oh yeah.
It's not really for me. The reason I'm doing it is because I've never actually gotten through it. I paid for it, you know, and I thought, well, I need to get through it just to get my money's worth out of it, you know.
Yep.
But I think I've owned it long enough that just through attrition, I've got my money's worth out of it. So I really enjoy barbell work. The three lifts, squat, deadlift, overhead press, and bench.
Right.
I'd be happy if that's all I did ever. Well, maybe throw in a little bit of kettlebell and some ab rollout with an ab wheel.
Right.
That's pretty much it.
That's cool.
And then I'm doing some Wookiee stuff. I sent out some Wookiee bits. I now have three Wookiee heads to make.
Wow.
So that'll be done after the helmet that I finish. I'm about halfway through the helmet build right now. And it doesn't look like much now, but it never looks like much when you start out with clay. You're like, where is he going with this?
Right.
Yeah.
That's it.
Cool.
Oh, cool. Okay. There you go. Go, Mike. Go me, Michael. Dun, dun, dun. Let's see here. I haven't actually been watching a lot of anime, mainly because this month.
What?
I know, right? Well, there's other shows I want. Oh, shush you. but there's just other shows that I've pretty much watched everything I want to watch currently. I am keeping up with Haikyuu. Gate started for season two. You know, there's all the. I think we're like just right at that cusp where everything is starting.
Yeah, isn't the new winter
and
season
for the new
about
season?
To start?
Yeah, and so it has, and I am like a lot of people nowadays where I'm a little bit of a binge watcher, so I, you know, will watch one or two episodes at a time instead of watching them each week if I don't have the time to do so. So this month, though, for SLC Anime, we are watching One Punch Man, which I've already seen. And I even scoured for all the
is that the bald guy?
That's out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about Saitama, who he is a hero as a hobby. He's a hero as a hobby. And he, you know, he does his strength training and cardio, and just for some bizarre reason is stupidly powerful. And it's just the reason, you know, the whole joke is he's One Punch Man. And that's not even his superhero name when he actually becomes it. It ends because to be able to have that epic, you know, monster or villain battle that will last and, you know, be epic, right? That's what you want to be known for, is that big epic fight that goes, wow, that was amazing, and you pulled it off at the last second type of situation. And even when he eventually runs into somebody who gives him a run for his money, I guess you could say, even then he's like, gosh, I guess I better be serious if I want to finish this fight, you know? And so he pulls out, you know, he gets a little serious and wipes the guy in one punch, and he's like, I thought it would last longer. And you're like, this is just so silly. But it's not just about the fight. It's actually not about the fights at all, because obviously they all end in one punch. It's more about his journey and his, you know, all the silliness that kind of goes around in the world. But I would highly, highly recommend this. It's a comedy with a little bit of action. So just be aware of that. And it's not Dragon Ball Z, so it's not four episodes of something to define a 30-second fight. No, it's not, but... Yeah, I can go on for a while about it. It's lots of fun. But Mythic Realms has been taking up a lot of my time this month and last month. Getting ready to revamp the rule books and get those all pushed through. So I've been having with the rules director and getting ready to do all of that redirection. And it's writing rules is more complex than you could ever imagine, because you have to consider so many different points of view in order to make it work within a system. And so,
what are you writing rules for again?
Well,
is live action role playing?
Yeah, live action role playing.
Okay.
And so, you know, you have to create a system that is balanced, but also easy to use and fun, you know, but meets all the needs of the story and the plot and the system. And you know, a lot of it has to do with balance, though. And even when you feel you have a somewhat balanced system, there always seems to be something a little off. And so you have to errata and adjust as you view and witness things and play test ideas. But that's pretty cool. But last night I NPC'd a big
plot line that was finishing called the primordial plot line. And my character had nothing to do with that plot line. And so I decided to NPC, and I was thinking to myself, you know, this is the big hurrah for this plot. I think I'm actually going to try. You know, it's like, I think, you know, when I'm given that nasty, you know, bad A monster to play, I'm not just going to be like, I'm a monster, and then, you know, I'm dead. I'm going to make sure that I use a lot of my natural physical ability and, you know, my years and years of martial arts to basically survive. So I decided to do that, and I ended up killing three PCs. So
that's awesome.
So it was like I felt bad, but at the same time I was like, yeah, that's right. So, and it was a 3-on-1 fight too. So that's the cool part is
you walked away?
Oh yeah, I walked away.
That's awesome.
They died. So what happened is,
of course, I walked away. They got.
Oh, yeah. Did you ever doubt?
It was really close. And here, the story goes really quick. There was three characters who unknowingly basically came and backed themselves into a dead end. They didn't know it was a dead end, but I did, and so I used a spell called a rappel and hit the person in the front of the three with this rappel. And the rule states you have to basically back at least 10 steps away from the person as quickly as possible. And if people are behind you, you kind of are running into them and they kind of have to either get out of the way or get shooed back with them. And so I hit him and he started backing up, and the other two started backing up as well. And so as he was backing up, I ran and hit him with a bunch of disabling abilities, dazing them. And then the person in the front, I beat down really fast. As he was dropping, there was a character behind them with a staff who was a caster, and she didn't have a lot of give because I kind of trapped her behind him. She hit me twice, admittedly, but I used defensive abilities to dodge and downed her. And then there was this person with a pole arm who had reach and was hitting really hard, and she hit me a couple of times, and I was like, oh, crap. So I had to back off, and I healed because I was playing a pretty powerful character, NPC. And then I went in there, and she used what's called a slay, where it's just one hit, you're dead. And I had a defense for that, luckily, but it allowed me to resist it, but it made me fall to a knee for resist that effect. So I was there for 10 seconds, but she didn't hit me. She didn't, like, continue to hit me and kill me. She was just, like, in, like, this state of stun or something. I don't know what she was doing, but she started to swing at me right as my 10 seconds of kneeling down was up. And I jumped up, dodged it naturally, and just leaped in there and smacked her with a slay in return. And so she went down, and I was like, I was down to 2 hit points. She had to hit me once, and I would have died, but she didn't. It was great. And then I walked away. It was great. But since they were in this kind of dead end area.
Now you're not invited back.
Yeah, and because they were kind of in this dead end area, you know, they have what we call a death count, where they get 5 minutes or more if they even have like sustaining items to basically they have to bleed out, and then they have a death count, and so they have plenty of time in a generally normal situation to be. But since nobody either one noticed they were gone, or two didn't know they were kind of around the corner in this dungeon, their spirits walked to what they call the circle of life to be reborn, because you get multiple lives as a PC, but there is technically a possibility of, you know, dying permanently
in a system of drawing marbles. But I felt pretty good for myself. After that, though, the people who were running the event were like, let's tone down the next round of combat. So I couldn't use any of my hardcore abilities in the next couple of combats. But we still ended up downing a group of five. Me and one other guy downed a group of five PCs, but we weren't allowed to kill them. So we just walked away, and they were saved, of course. But lots of fun. Kathy and I are catching up on Game of Thrones, finally. So we... Season 4. So we have all of Season 4 to watch and all of Season 5 to watch before Season 6.
I believe that's right.
Yeah, I think that's right. So all of it's kind of review for me so far because I've read all the books, but I'm waiting for like the end of Season and things that have nothing to do with the actual book plot line and are becoming now the TV series plot line.
Yeah, from what I understand, for those people that have read the books and seen the show, you can over time you can start seeing the where it starts varying in storyline. You're like, okay, that's absolutely not how, you know. And then from what I understand, five is like completely.
Well, there was already stuff in Season 1 that wasn't like the book series. There was obviously things in Season 2 that weren't. And Season 3, you know, there's also, you know, discrepancies that kind of follow in suit. But there are certain characters that I know from talking to people that are not ever introduced in the TV series, like the Grey Lady, you know, who is never introduced, which means if the Grey Lady's never introduced, Brienne of Tarth doesn't die, which sound and of course now it's gotten to the point where at the end of Season 5 you've essentially finished all the books,
right?
And now you're going beyond the books, and so there's even characters who are never like introduced and all sorts of stuff, but yeah, that's enough for me. I got my stories in.
Right.
Yeah, let's talk about what's happening in the world of geek.
Or well, I didn't have a chance. What I've done.
No, Barry's done.
Barry's done. You're done before we start.
Oh man. I see. I guess John and I and Ryan all went long enough. I didn't realize Barry hadn't gone.
That's right.
All right, well, Barry, what do you got?
I've been able to do a lot of things, especially some gaming. I usually, you know, jump in and play some Heroes of the Storm, but I was looking on my computer and I saw this, you know, game that I bought a long time ago and played but never finished it, and that was the Banner Saga.
Oh yeah.
And so I'm like, oh yeah, I'm gonna play that. And so I played that for a couple hours the other day, and I'm like, oh, I remember why I bought this. It was super fun and super frustrating at the same time, because you know you're leading this war camp and you have to make these decisions, and you have options on decisions that you make, and I'm trying to be like the humanitarian type leader, where if we come across people, I try to help them out and everything like that. But every single time I try to help someone out, they either steal from me or they kill my people or all this stuff. So I'm like getting to this point where I'm nope, I'm not going to help anyone. You know, it's tough. It's wartime. Fend for yourself. But it was just getting frustrating because things kept happening, and I was just like, come on. But it made me want to, you know, finish the game, so I'll probably play that a little bit. But the other day, I also purchased, finally, I bought Rocket League. And
oh, okay,
I sat down and played that for like 2 hours with my 8-year-old son, and we just had a blast playing. You know, and we just played against the, you know, bots. We didn't play against people online. Yeah, just had super fun doing that, and I look forward to playing it on my own, you know, maybe in some actual ranked matches against other people online. And the game is just like, it's kind of silly to tell people what the game is about, because like, you're a rocket-powered car playing soccer.
That's
and
right.
You try to hit a ball into the goal. That's the objective. And it's just like, it sounds silly and kind of dumb when you explain it, but the game is just intense and lots of fun, and it's just a good time for everybody. And it's cool. I got it on Steam and for my PC, and you can still do a split screen on the PC with the, you know, so I was able to play, you can play up to four people, and I was able to play with three people. Me and two of my kids played, and that was fun. I was like, oh, that's nice that I don't have to necessarily get it for like the console to be able to do that. You know, we just plugged in my PlayStation controllers and went at it, and it was tons of fun. So good times. Yeah, so the last couple of days I was actually on a business trip, and when I'm on a business trip, I like to binge watch shows.
That's right.
Late into the evening time when I have free time. And so I was like, you know what? I have never watched Star Wars The Clone Wars cartoon.
Oh yeah.
And what made me want to
the whole thing?
I've never watched.
He's never seen the whole
I've
thing.
Never,
honestly,
I've,
neither
well,
have I.
I haven't
watched
never,
all
like,
of them myself. Yeah,
I've seen them all.
I know. Well, you know what made me want to watch it was the new trailer for Rebels.
Right.
I watched that trailer and I was just like, that looks so good.
Oh yeah, Rebels is awesome.
Like, it was just, it looked so intense, and I'm really excited because I actually within you know, two evenings I watched all of season one and two. And
wow,
three episodes into season three.
All right.
And so I'm, you know, I probably won't be able to watch it again until I go on another trip, but I was excited because I'm really excited to see like the different stories, you know, because this is, you know, Star Wars canon.
Yeah, it's canon.
And,
yep.
And so it was really cool to see, Obi-Wan's, some of his stuff from his past, how he was, you know, basically romantically involved with the Duchess from Mandalore. And,
right.
And so that was, I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. You know, it's obviously, so he can, so it kind of shows you how he, you understand why he kind of sympathized with Anakin. Cause you know, he knows that him and Padme are together. That's, you know, or they have feelings for each other, obviously. But,
right.
And, you know, and then in the cartoon series, they are married, but, you know, they hide it. And so it was kind of fun to see that. But the one character that I want to see the development of more and is, Ahsoka.
Yeah.
Because
she shows up
in
the Rebels series.
She's in Rebels. Yeah. And so that's
spoilers.
Really, if you've seen the trailer, it's not a spoiler, but, it's so I'm really interested to see because I know that eventually she separates herself from the Jedi because she doesn't hold with what they hold to or something like that. I'm just interested to see how that develops.
Now she goes on trial. Spoilers.
Spoiler. But yeah, so I had fun binge watching some Star Wars and, you know, playing some getting some gaming time in, and yeah, it's been lots of fun.
Cool.
But, yeah, so that was it. That's it for me.
Awesome.
All right, well,
let's move on.
Okay, now yes, now definitely. We can go on to the world of news.
That's right. The Weekly Geek. This is The Weekly Geek, where we talk about geeky news that happened throughout the week. And, yeah, so not a lot has happened, but a couple of interesting things have happened.
This time of the year is always kind of quiet.
It's kind of quiet, you know,
Nothing major is coming out, you know, anytime soon.
Dude, what are you talking about? Next
Deadpool.
Month, Deadpool.
Like I said, nothing major is coming
dude,
out.
Dude, that looks so
awesome.
So great.
that looks hilarious.
I am going
Did
to
you
see
the, yeah, it's cool. I'm going to see it. Valentine's Day. And you know, they have those Valentine's videos, Valentine's Day images where it makes the movie look like a love movie.
Right.
So you can
take
to it.
Yeah.
They're like,
so
I mean, look at this cute movie. Oh, it's got Ryan Reynolds. Isn't that great?
Deadpool trailer for Australia Day.
That's hilarious.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, so that's coming out. And then, of course, Batman vs. Superman is coming out in March.
Yeah, in March.
The Suicide Squad trailer.
Suicide Squad.
I haven't watched the Suicide Squad trailer, but I've seen screenshots.
Now, earlier this week, DC Films did a special where they kind of focused on a lot of their films that are coming out, including Suicide Squad, where they played the latest trailer for the Suicide Squad. And then, of course, and I thought it was kind of funny that they set it to Bohemian Rhapsody. I thought that was kind of interesting choice of music. But then they also showed like there's this big I don't know, I didn't see it, but I've seen clips where it was Jeff Johns, who's like the creative director at DC, and Kevin Smith, who is like, you know, a humongous comic book guy and you know, movie director, actor, and the two of them just kind of talk and geek out about everything DC. So they talk about the Suicide Squad, they talk about Wonder Woman, and they actually showed some official footage of the Wonder Woman movie, the solo movie that's going to be coming out. And they talked a lot about a lot of details about some of the various different heroes that are going to be in the Justice League. They didn't show any new footage of like Batman and Superman. But I think that's because, I mean, gosh, the movie's coming out in just a couple months. I think, you know, they want to hold back something as much as they've already spoiled.
It's interesting that you mentioned about spoil, you know, because everyone was really upset that they showed Doomsday.
Doomsday, yeah.
And I read an article talking about how that they revealed Doomsday because it's rumored that Doomsday is actually not like the main villain. Like,
well,
he's not there.
Do we even know it's like actually Doomsday, or is that just the assumption?
Oh, sure. I mean,
because
well,
that's like
is.
Saying that means
it
that
looks
means
exactly
Doomsday
like,
is God.
No, not
Doomsday
well,
is the
no.
is.
Not
no, because he's
the not comic book. Not in the comic book series.
No, yeah. But in the
he's
movie,
not,
that in the movie,
yeah, they turned
Zod.
It doesn't matter.
They turned the dead Zod into Doomsday.
Have they
he's
stated
not the big
for
bad
fact
guy.
That it's Doomsday?
There's another big bad guy.
Yeah, so they're
be,
saying that
it could be.
They're saying that there's going to be a bigger. There's going to be a bigger villain involved that is more important than Doomsday. So that's why they're like, that's why they revealed
yeah,
him because
Lex Luthor.
Lex Luthor.
Yeah, Lex Luthor. Yeah.
Well, they alluded to someone besides Lex too. So maybe Lex creates Brainiac or something like that. I don't know. But there's probably things, and I'm hoping at least there are things in the movie that will still surprise us because they're like, oh, okay, well that makes sense why they showed that. So
yeah.
I'm really hoping that the movie is good.
Yeah, I mean, I'll still see it.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, as opposed to some of the other movies that are coming out that I'm not really interested in. Like, I'm not really interested in the Suicide Squad. You know, none of those characters. I mean, okay, sure, Joker, but not in that kind of an aspect. I'm just not. That's not really. You know, so I'm like, okay, yeah, it'll happen, but I'm not really that into that. You know, Deadpool, I've never been a huge Deadpool fan, and especially since, you know, they decided to take it, you know, very mature, that's definitely not where I'm going to be.
You mean very cool.
Right, because that's, cause those two are equivalent.
To each,
I've never really been a big fan of Deadpool either. In fact, I hate the creating artist.
Yeah, that's true.
But Ryan Reynolds, I'm a big fan of.
I do like Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, I like Ryan Reynolds.
I did like his character in the Wolverine Origins movie up until they turned him into Deadpool.
Oh,
yeah, before they took away his mouth.
Yes.
So the fact that he like jokes about that is
and
great.
It was he was cool in that. It's like that bit in Wolverine Origins but for the whole movie.
Right.
So it's going to be awesome. It might be overwhelming, but
it's supposed to be overwhelming.
Yeah.
But
it's a movie you're going to have to see twice.
I hear Stan Lee has one of his best cameos in the Marvel film.
What?
Does he get to swear?
It's because Deadpool will recognize him as Stan Lee.
Right.
That's why.
That's what it's going to be. I think he's going to basically say,
it'll be
hey,
funny
Stan,
if,
how's it going? You know, and actually recognize him as, you know,
radar.
Which Deadpool is, you know. Yeah, that would be appropriate for the film.
there you go.
Yeah. So, there's some other movie news. Star Wars Episode 8 is delayed.
No!
You guys posted that?
I wonder if it's because they're going to do rewrites with all the fan stuff that's out there. They go, that's actually some really cool ideas. Maybe we can integrate some of that stuff.
It's funny that you guys, posted that and everyone's like, oh, I have to wait so much longer. But in my mind, I already thought it was coming out in December.
No, it's coming out.
Because
it's going to come out in May.
I thought
6 months apart from each other.
Well, see, but I thought in my mind was already set on, okay, Rogue One in December, Episode 8 in December, Solo movie in December.
Solo,
it's just going to be a December thing, a solo movie. And so I wasn't really upset about it. I was just like, oh, I already thought it was coming out in December, so.
Well, now I did hear that one of the reasons why they did decide to delay it is because they are doing a lot of rewrites where because of the popularity of the new characters, they've decided to make their roles even bigger in Episode 8 than what they already were. And so I think that's one of the things that's happening is they're kind of rewriting.
Especially when you say new characters, are you referring to like the
Ray Finn and Poe?
Yeah, Ray Finn, right.
Yeah.
Well, because Poe was originally scripted to die.
And Kylo Ren.
And Kylo Ren. But Poe Dameron was originally scripted to die in the first film. This movie.
Right.
But they liked him so much that they kept him. They rewrote it so he lived.
So there are, they are currently going through some rewrites, and that's kind of one of the reasons why they decided to delay. But it's still, it's like, got to wait that much longer.
I wasn't even. Yeah. I was
that's
with
okay.
Barry. I was like, "Ooh, Christmas."
That's so.
I know, right? So in gaming news, and I know this was more for me than you guys, because you guys aren't really care about this as much as I do, but it's big in the sense and how it happened. So ESPN has now officially included esports on their website and in their marketing materials.
Really?
Yes. So they're encompassing it right now. So right now, if you go to the section on the website, I'm sure they're going to build it up, but they're only highlighting three games right now. So League of Legends, Dota 2, and Hearthstone. And they plan on growing it more because they see that it's the esports is growing and it's becoming a more and more popular thing within the community.
Well, did you see how Activision Blizzard bought Major League Gaming?
I did, which is pretty big. Interesting. Yeah, well, that is huge because obviously, that means, okay, we want to make sure that, especially, the Blizzard games like, Heroes of the Storm, StarCraft, and Overwatch when it comes out, that they want that network so they can feed their tournaments and their games into that even more fluidly. And so it's interesting that ESPN's kind of like, They're behind on the times, basically, to say that we want to get involved with it. But the thing about ESPN is they bring their millions and millions of followers of ESPN to be exposed to this now.
Well, the problem with that is that all of those millions and millions of followers that you're talking about, don't care about esports, and they don't think that playing a video game is a sport.
And you know what? And you know what? It's true that the large majority of them don't care, but the fact is that some of them will end up liking it. Not a large majority of them, and it's not going to be like they're, oh, I'm going to give up on football, but they're going to watch something and be like, oh, this is actually entertaining to watch, a select few. And so so the esports is just going to grow. They're going to take a part of that demographic and they're going to find new watchers of their game.
The thing that I personally have a hard time watching, like League of Legends or Dota 2, is that I don't understand the game well enough to know.
It's
like because I'll watch it and like all of a sudden the shoutcasters and the audience is just going crazy, and I'm watching the screen going, okay, what did he do that made them like totally freak out the way?
Exactly.
Yeah, and they're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe he pulled that off. And I'm like, what did he pull off?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Exactly.
What did he do?
No. Yeah, the announcers.
But you are a perfect example of anyone that watches any sport. If you think about it, people that watch hockey. Let me say my point first, and then you can have your point. So, I mean, when someone new watches a sport, and we're talking about, you know, physical sports, that, you know, if someone was watching hockey and people were like, oh, well, why did that happen? Why did the referee call this, or why did that? Or, you know, like my wife doesn't necessarily enjoy watching football because she doesn't understand the different positions, you know, why did that happen?
Yeah,
why did this happen?
She does understand when somebody catches the ball in the end zone and it's a touchdown. That's like super easy and understandable, but nobody understands how the game is scored in League of Legends.
No, yes, it is. All you need to understand is this person has a core and this person has a core, and whoever destroys the core first wins. That is a very basic concept that anyone
can understand. I understand what you're saying, Barry, but I'm going to have to disagree with you.
Me too.
When I go out to a hockey game, I still have trouble figuring out what icing is, but I still can enjoy them shooting the puck around, going back and forth, you know, slamming people in the walls.
When I watch a video game,
it's all small pixels of like explosions and spell effects and people running back and forth and laser lights going this and that. I don't know what the heck is going on. and all of a sudden, I'll see this little laser light and people go, oh! And I'm like,
what was that? What did you do?
I saw a sparkly thing. What the heck does that mean? Oh, he did a combo. What
combo did he do?
Yeah.
What did he pull off?
See, well, big difference. The announcers really have to pander, but describe it to people.
The key is if they can get shoutcasters that can actually describe what is going on and describe
and
it in a way that people that don't know the game can understand.
Yes.
That's what ESPN can bring to it, though.
Well, have you seen, for example, Magic the Gathering competitions? There's a lot of rules and cards that I don't know what are. They do. But the announcers, most of the time, will describe what the card does and how that affects
play. Right.
And also, when I watched X-Wing, the World Championships for the first time, I didn't even know how to play the game, but they described everything so clearly that I was like, oh, that's why he won. Oh, that's why he has an advantage.
Well, and I'll totally agree with you guys on the fact for the shoutcasters. Like, yes, they do need to understand that if they're going to get a larger audience and if they want more people to understand, then they're going to have to explain things a little bit better. And also, by the way, icing is when your team is the blue line before the puck is. So
no, that's offsides.
That's offsides.
What's wrong with you?
See, even you're confused.
When you shoot the puck across two different lines without anybody touching it.
Correct.
Yes.
Like if you just shoot it to the opposite end and nobody touches it, if it crosses two lines.
Similar,
just an example.
Similar to a two line pass, but it's the
combo breaker.
Right.
Oh yeah. Yeah. There you go.
What did he do?
But the
combo did he break?
But it does still remain that it is a growing thing.
It is growing. Yeah. That's true.
And more and more people every day are watching and being involved.
This is true. And let me give you a world example. My kids, they will watch YouTube stuff, video games, and people's podcasts and everything.
Right.
Today we brought out Catchphrase. I think the game we played, a little family game of Catchphrase. They don't watch TV at all. They watch YouTube and Netflix. So they don't see commercials.
Oh, so, yeah.
We were trying to explain Rice Krispies to them by saying Snap, Crackle, and Pop. They don't know what that is.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah.
I mean, no, oh, my gosh.
They're 11 and 9 years old, and they don't know who Captain Crunch is, you know, that's cool because they don't get that, you know.
But yeah, it's the new generation.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about, Ryan. I've had to use
over silly things that cost as well.
They, they don't understand certain colloquialisms and other things that
because they're
just part of
people play video games.
Right. Yeah, like they watch YouTube and they watch Hulu and they watch Netflix.
We don't get that.
Well, you know what? It's funny because, you know, I didn't get it either at first. Like, why would you want to watch someone else playing a game, like a video game? But when I started, it's all about how involved you are with the game, because I didn't get it until I started playing Heroes, and then I wanted to understand more, and so I watched people play and learn from them. And now I just enjoy watching people because I understand everything.
Right.
And so when I do see those things happen, I am one of those people who are like, oh, you know,
even watching, even though I know exactly what's going on, I get bored. It's not the gameplay I watch. It's the commentary. But even then, I'm like,
it's just like anything else. It's not for everybody.
For example, with me, the ones that I have watched are World of Warcraft. When I was tanking for a raid guild, I had to know all the fights in and out, and so I would watch videos on people tanking.
Right.
So,
well, there's the difference between a how-to video and somebody just
No. Like, this is not it wasn't a how-to video. It was like people
I've watched how-to videos, but I
know the character that I can figure out what he did based on the character's abilities, and then
how-to videos are different.
Correct.
It's a totally different type of
Because I've watched how-to videos.
They're specifically making the video to educate you on something.
Right.
Whereas people that are just streaming, they're just playing the game, and a lot of times people still do like educate you, like, you know, like the different types of skills they pick or something. Like, I'm picking this because of this, you know, and then they show you. The good streamers do that anyway, and so, but yeah, it comes down to just education, I guess you could say, and letting, you know, educating people on how things work, just like you would with any other type of marketing push for a product.
Yeah.
So
as long as the I don't know, I just feel like it has to have its own channel. And
it does.
Well, no,
Major League Gaming.
Right.
Who
but I'm just
has
it will
trivia?
Not. Yeah. You have.
You
trivia,
were supposed
Ryan.
To.
Are you kidding me?
No.
No.
I don't have trivia.
I know.
We know. That's okay.
You know.
Yeah.
Because you never responded to all of the texts.
Oh.
Okay, I actually do have something I have something in my trivia folder that I can pull up real fast.
It's time for
Geeky Trivia. All right.
We can make it short.
Today's Geeky Trivia is superhero day jobs.
Nice.
So name that superhero based upon their day job.
Okay.
So let me get a pen.
Okay.
Mild-mannered reporter.
Yeah, right.
John, Ryan, Michael. Okay. And I'm going to say their job, and you just say the hero or their alias, or it doesn't matter.
All right. Oh, wait. One thing. Wasn't Legends of Tomorrow today?
Yes, it was tonight.
Yes, it premiered tonight.
Did anyone watch it?
Nope.
I have it.
No.
It's recording on my Play On right now.
Okay.
If it's on Hulu, I'll watch it.
Yeah, it's on Hulu.
Yeah, I use Play On to record everything now. It's great.
Anyway, sorry. Go ahead.
All right. Okay, number one. Photographer.
Peter Parker.
Oh, I was going to say Jimmy Olsen, but
he's
not
a superhero.
Yes, he has been.
He has his own comic book series, didn't he, for a short period of time?
All right, let's not debate. Next.
All right. Next, number two, industrialist.
Lex Luthor.
No.
Bruce Wayne.
Industrialist? No.
Nope.
Iron Man. Tony Stark.
Iron Man is...
Oh, Iron Man. I get it. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Bruce Wayne could be argued.
Okay. There are two people you could name for this category. Lawyer.
Daredevil. Yeah.
Okay.
She-Hulk.
Oh,
yeah,
She-Hulk
is right. Ryan.
Yes. Gosh. Good job.
I knew it was a female character. I couldn't remember which one.
All right. Next one. King.
Pin.
Aquaman.
And Wakanda guy. Black Panther.
Yeah. Oh, Black Panther.
Black Panther. Yeah. Yeah.
Black Panther is what I was going for. But Mike, I will give you a point for Aquaman.
He's the,
what about Namor?
That's true.
Yeah, Namor.
Namor, yeah.
Well, not counting him. All right. Hero for hire.
Luke Cage
is correct, Ryan.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Next one is actor.
Dazzler? No, she's a singer.
Actor.
This is more of a more obscure hero. I didn't know who he was.
Oh. Longshot.
Stereo.
No, but I will kind of give you a point for that, John, because Mysterio wasn't an actor. He was a special effects guy.
Okay. Well, it's like, because I'm but like...
He wasn't an actor, you're right.
But is it?
The answer is Wonder Man.
Wonder Man, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I don't remember him being an actor, that's weird. Okay.
All right. Private Investigator.
Jessica Jones?
Jessica Jones is correct, John.
Yes. Yeah,
all right.
She's the only one that's officially a private investigator.
Yeah.
Next one.
Anyway.
Batman. No, wait.
Yeah.
Stunt Rider.
Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider is correct. John, he got that slightly before you guys.
Yep.
All right. Okay. Illustrator.
Huh. I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Steve Rogers.
What?
Before he became Captain America, he was an illustrator.
Well, he wasn't really an illustrator. He, as a hobby, he created comic books, but
yeah, he was in the army. Before that, he was just a kid. He didn't really have a day job.
Well, don't argue.
There was this storyline where Captain America was kind of down and out, and Peter Parker was trying to pull him out of his PTSD shell, and he was using comic books, you know, illustrating comic books to, you know, get him back to a hobby other than fighting crime.
Oh,
anyway.
I see.
All right. Taxi Driver.
Wolverine. The Thing. No, The Thing.
Oh,
wasn't the thing a taxi driver?
No.
No.
At one time?
Taxi Driver.
I think, for some reason, I know this, but maybe not. I guess not.
Is he a bad guy?
Toad.
I'm not too familiar with the character. I think he's kind of like an anti-hero.
Go ahead. Who is it?
Moon Knight.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
okay. He's kind of like Marvel's version of Batman.
Yeah, but not as cool.
Not nearly as cool.
Marvel's Barbie version.
That's right. Okay, next one is Social Worker.
Social Worker. Charles Xavier.
No.
He's a professor.
I know, he's a professor. Wonder Woman?
No.
I'll give you a hint. He's part of the Avengers.
Hawkeye?
Nope.
No.
The answer is Falcon.
Falcon.
Sam Wilson.
Oh, yeah. He works with veterans.
Oh, okay. I see. Yeah, that's true. Interesting way to put it as a social worker, though.
I guess it'd be...
Anyway.
Technically, yeah. Okay. A professional skier.
Quicksilver.
Oh.
Is that not right?
That is incorrect.
What?
North Star.
North Star is correct.
Yeah, dang it. Yep, you're right.
Another speedster.
It's funny that we both said Quicksilver, though.
Yeah.
Do they do moguls? Anyway.
All right, next one. A pop singer.
Dazzler.
Okay. Ryan and John tied on that one. All right. Next one. Accountant. He is a member of the X-Men.
Scott?
Angel?
Nope.
No. He wasn't anything. He was just a rich boy.
No. Beastman wasn't the accountant, was he? He was a scientist.
Right.
Accountant.
Who in the heck?
The answer
Scott
is...
Scott Summers?
Well, Bobby Drake.
Oh, Bobby Drake. Iceman.
Huh. All right. Weird.
Not known for being an accountant.
And...
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I think this next one is actually more of a gag, but the worst job ever, Herald to Galactus.
Silver Surfer.
Spent so many.
Yeah.
I know.
That's true.
But, all right, that's it.
All right.
All right. Straightforward.
Superhero day jobs. And tonight's winner is... Ryan!
Ryan!
Woo! Ryan wins the trivia!
It's comic book trivia, of course.
It's comic book trivia.
Well, as long as Mark's not here.
That's true, man.
Yeah, he blew us away on that one.
We'll have to bring him back as the reigning champion.
There you go. Right. We'll have to have a good comic
book.
Well,
I'll have to create an ultimate comic one and stumpy guys.
Yeah.
So that's it for The Closet Geek. Thank you for listening, and you can find out all our information at theclosetgeek.net. And don't forget to go and like us and share and everything on social media. We appreciate interaction. We'd love to talk to you guys. It's always fun when people comment, because we end up commenting and we just have a good time. So interaction, people, it's a good thing. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review our show on iTunes and Stitcher. And come and join us next week. We are the Four Horsemen of Geek, reminding you to wave your geek flag proudly.
You've been listening to a Closet Geek Studios production. For all information about Closet Geek Studios, visit theclosetgeek.net for all your geeky needs, or follow us on Twitter and Facebook.